Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Taylor County Cattlemen's Association was approved recently for a $10,000 grant in county tobacco settlement funds for its Youth Heifer Chain program. 4-H agent Amanda Sublett says it's geared for youth 9 to 15 to teach everything from cattle handling to responsibility.
They come to some educational meetings, and around February, middle of February, they'll get their heifer delivered, and then they'll come to a few more meetings. In April of every year, we have a showmanship and fitting clinic, because one of the requirements is that they have to show their dairy or beef heifer in the Taylor County Fair show. And that just makes sure that they work with their animal and make a bond, because you have to take something that's wild and break it and be able to lead it around with a halter.
The kids must have appropriate space and shelter, then apply, and those that qualify get one of the calves available free. Sublett says the cattlemen's group picks out the calves and provides plenty of other help. She says this grant makes possible the purchase of this year's calves.
Around 5, but we will have some give-back heifers, so generally we have anywhere between 7 to 9 that we are able to award a heifer to every year.
Those give-back calves she mentioned come from donations from past heifer chain participants. We'll be right back.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
As mentioned, the Taylor County Youth Heifer Chain program is as much about teaching responsibility and leadership as it is animal husbandry. Amanda Sublett says applicants can come from cattle families or non-livestock families with enough room to care for the animal.
It's a little mixture of everything. Sometimes kids that maybe have farm animals already on their farm, you would think that they would do well, and sometimes they do, but we've had some instances where people who don't have animals on their farm, and this is their first experience with a farm animal, that they do even better. It just depends. You never can tell.
She thanked the Taylor County Cattlemen's Association for their help, and Pat Hardesty, the local ag agent, for his involvement. The kids really benefit, and she's quite proud of their heifer chain program.
Since 2007, we've had 72 participants. 32 of those youth have never owned a livestock before, and 53 of those youth are still engaged in livestock production.
Heading up the Taylor County 4-H Heifer Chain, Amanda Sublett. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.